different capacities in that profession. And I guess through the whole thing that happened with the illness that happened a couple of years ago.
With COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole Rona fiasco.
Sure.
I guess
that
we
was
can
a
say
mess.
That on this radio station.
Now, that was a mess. It really was, yeah.
Through a couple of situations of losing my job, not once but twice, because of the disease process that was there, I ended up chatting with my brother and working at a local clinic here in town that was owned by some chiropractors, and they had a wellness center, and I was running that center. And then through some situational things that happened with between there and with what was going on with my brother in Corpus, we had were approached by somebody to open a clinic in Colorado City, and that was where the first Bridge Clinic was open.
Gotcha.
Because my brother was in the process of trying to get a clinic opened in Corpus Christi. Just through a series of events, out of the blue, Byron called me and goes, well, I'll help you get the one opened in Colorado City, because we were approached by a group of families that were looking for a way out of the system. And that's kind of what I call it now, to where they could get away from allopathic medicine. And if they needed allopathic medicine, they could have it. But we would offer them some other alternative treatments if they wanted it. So we were approached by a group of families in Colorado City and said, will y'all help us open a clinic down here? And I said, I'm in Lubbock. And I came back here and started talking to some nurse practitioner friends and talked to a couple of docs that I knew that I was like, hey, can y'all help me? Can y'all do something?
Yeah.
And through this process, it ended up where, I guess Byron may allude to it later, I have no idea, but he had an opportunity to exit the hospital he was with. And he said, well, I'll help you get the clinic open in Colorado City. And we were lucky enough to find a young lady down there that go to work for us who was trying to escape the system.
Sure.
And put her to work, and she just took off. And then it spread to two other clinics, one in Corpus, one in Alice, Texas, and then now this one. And in the process of all that, we've kind of partnered with four different mobile IV places and kind of set up and trying to take off, really. It's kind of a neat process.
Well, I tell you, I'll jump in here real quick, and then we'll go to Sherry and Kira, too. But And, of course, Byron, you jump in any time. I know you're on the line.
Oh, no, you're fine.
But
I'm glad the pooch is off me.
Well, anytime. I mean, just feel free to jump in. I think that we had a fundamental shift in healthcare.
Absolutely.
Due to COVID. And like I was telling you before we went on the air, I've hosted many, many hours, thousands of hours, really, of medical programming here in on these stations that I own. And I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like it, because it was, you know, again, leading up to COVID. Yeah, people on average would say, yeah, I want to take better care of my health. Yeah, I want to maybe exercise some more. Maybe I want to eat better. You know, what's some good vitamins and supplements I should take? I'll tell you what, after COVID, that paradigm shifted dramatically.
People realize
they realize
they have
that
to take control.
That's right. And so all of a sudden now you see where people who take it more serious than they did just a few short years ago prior to COVID, and they're really looking for alternative therapies to say, you know what, I can go to the doc in the box over here. They'll throw a pill at me. That's not what I want. You know, the pill throwing is not going to get it for me. Masking of symptoms, not going to get it for me. What's going to get it for me is long-term health goals, things that I can really do on a daily basis to improve my overall health outcome and become more healthy, where I don't get sick, instead of reaching out for a vax or a pill or this or that. And I think it's just a medical revolution, which is a good thing. It's to bridge the gap between orthodox medicine and alternative medicine has always been a struggle. But I think after COVID, I think that has gotten a lot closer than what it ever has been before, and I think it's going to continue to be better.
Is that where the Bridge Clinic name?
And that's what
I was going to say. Was that a play on words?
Well, I don't know.
I'll let my brother answer. He was my brother.
We are on the island of North Padre, and one of the other ER docs and I. We had enough people that were seeing us that were winter Texans. I also attend church on the island, and had enough people that I attend the church that didn't have primary care docs.
Yeah.
And so when they came down from Minnesota or Chicago and were here 6 months out of the year and didn't have docs, they were tired of running to the ER for copays for small things that could be managed normally in a family practice clinic. So we jokingly called it the Bridge Clinic, -CC, which stood for CorpusChristi.com. That was our domain. And lo and behold, I get a call literally a week and a half after I formed the domain, the LLC, Dr. Britt and I were getting ready to open here, and then I get a plea from some families in Colorado City. So all it did was take creating another landing page, and then I was off to the races on finding a good doc or a nurse practitioner that wanted to staff a cash-only family practice clinic that would also consider alternative therapies. And Eris just jumped in. She was ready to leave the hospital and her traditional family practice setting to not only do allopathic medicine, but alternative therapies. And if you go to our website, I did my first residency at Tech. In fact, a lot of my colleagues are high up in administration. I know Ron Cook's the family practice director, and a lot of docs that I trained with there are still actively involved in the medical community in Texas, at Texas Tech and in Lubbock. And our goal was to actually stick to what the original goal of Texas Tech instilled in us as primary care docs, and that was to create a relationship with our patients in settings sometimes where they were underserved or may not have been able to be served as well because of lack of providers. And that was the goal in Colorado City, and it has come to fruition to where we have a very successful cash-only, some people would call it a concierge practice, but we call it an affordable concierge practice when they say that. We do not price ourselves out of the market, and where some people for just a monthly insurance premium can get primary care for the entire year through our clinic. So that was the goal when we set that out. So
that's fantastic. And it's just, again, mushroomed into a wonderful thing. So
We've got so many partnerships now. That's the amazing part of it, of people coming on that want. And it's amazing the number of patients that want alternative therapy. I can tell you, even in Alice, Oilfield Town, Colorado City, Oilfield, and Cattle Town, people coming to us asking for other things besides what we would traditionally prescribe in an allopathic practice. And then when they see results or we get results, it just reaffirms our position on